Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Gracious, the Ever Merciful, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. All praise is due to Allah alone, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. Salatu wa salamu ala ashrafi anbiya'illahi. May Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to the most noble of all prophets of Allah, Nabiyina Muhammad, our Prophet Muhammad, wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Likewise, all of his family and companions in entirety. Amma ba'd. As for what follows, then by the grace and permission of Allah Ta'ala alone, we gather with our brothers online at the Tarbiyah Initiative of South Florida on this Saturday afternoon, the 19th day of the 11th month of the year Dhul Qi'dah, in the year 1438. We come together at this time to complete our study, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, with the permission of Allah alone, of the great book Al-Usul al-Thalatha, the three fundamental principles, along with its explanation by Shaykh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen. So we return at this time to page number 154 of that printed explanation. In the text of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, rahimahullah ta'ala, said, وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. And everyone who rules by other than what Allah sent down. And this is connected to our previous lesson. And this is the fifth of five ru'us al-tawagit, heads of taguts, the heads of the transgressors. The fifth one being the one who rules by other than what Allah sent down. To review, the first one was Iblis himself, la'anatullahi alayhi. The second one was man ubida wa huwa radin, anyone who's worshipped and pleased with that. Thirdly was وَمَنْ دَعَ النَّاسَ إِلَىٰ عِبَادَةِ نَفْسِهِ, whoever calls the people to worship him, in parentheses, even if no one responds. The fourth one was وَمَنْ دَعَ شَيْئًا مِنْ عِلْمِ الْغَيْبِ, and whoever claims to have some kind of knowledge of the unseen. These are the first four of the heads of the taghuts, and the fifth one is what we're studying today, Insha'Allahu ta'ala, وَمَنْ حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, and whoever rules by other than what Allah sent down. In explanation of this fifth category, Shaykh Muhammad ibn Salih al-Uthaymeen, rahimahullahu ta'ala, may Allah the Most High have mercy on him, stated, الْحُكْمُ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ ta'ala مِنْ تَوْحِيدِ الرُّبُوبِيَّةِ, ruling by what Allah the Most High sent down as revelation and legislation, is from the generality of Tawheed al-Rububiyyah, the Tawheed of affirming Allah's sole lordship and right to govern, and right to legislate, and so on. لِأَنَّهُ تَنْفِيذٌ لِحُكْمِ اللَّهِ, because it is a way of enacting judgments of Allah, the verdicts of Allah, الَّذِي هُوَ مُقْتَضَى رُبُوبِيَتِهِ, that which is in line with and understood from his rububiyyah, that if he is the Lord, the sovereign Lord, the unchallenged owner of the creation and the sovereign Lord, then we are his creation and we are to obey him and we are to implement his legislation. وَكَمَالِ مُلْكِهِ وَتَصَرُّفِهِ, it's from the completeness of his dominion, his ownership of the entire creation, and his tasarruf, and his uninhibited, unchallenged, unrestricted interactions with the creation, doing whatever he pleases with them. وَلِهَذَا سَمَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْمَتْبُعِينَ فِي غَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى أَرْبَابًا لِمُتَّبِعِيهِمْ, and thus Allah has named those who are obeyed in matters of rule ruling by other than what Allah the Most High has sent down, he has named them as Arbab. He has called them lords. لِمُتَّبِعِيهِمْ, for their followers. They are lords to their servant followers. فَقَالَ سُبْحَانَهُ, and so he, the glorified one, has stated, اتَّخَذُوا أَحْبَارَهُمْ وَرُهْبَانَهُمْ أَرْبَابًا مِنْ دُونِ اللَّهِ. They have taken their priests and monks as lords, as arbab, the plural of rabb, as lords beside Allah. والمسيح ابن مريم, and they have also taken the Messiah, the son of Mary. وما أمروا إلا ليعبدوا إلها واحدا, and they were never ordered with anything other than worshipping one object of worship. لا إله إلا هو, there is no one deserving any kind of worship other than him. Subhanahu amma yushrikun, he's exalted and glorified above all partners that they associate with him. That's from Surah At-Tawbah, the 31st verse. فَسَمَّ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى الْمَتْبُوعِينَ أَرْبَابًا. So Allah the Most High has named the followed, those whose rules are implemented and followed as they rule by other than what Allah sent down, Allah has named them lords. حَيْثُ جُعِلُوا مُشَرِّعِينَ مَعَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى, as they have been made to be, they have been set up to be legislators along with Allah the Most High. وَسَمَّ الْمُتَّبِعِينَ عُبَّادًا, and Allah has named the followers worshippers. He has named them worshipful servants of those lords. حَيْثُ إِنَّهُمْ ذَلُّوا لَهُمْ, as they have subjected themselves in humility to them as worshippers. وَأَطَاعُوهُمْ, and they have obeyed them. فِي مُخَالَفَةِ حُكْمِ اللَّهِ سُبْحَانَهُ وَتَعَالَى, in opposition to the verdict of Allah, the Glorified and the Most High. وَقَدْ قَالَ عَدِيُّ بْنُ حَاتِمٍ لِرَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمٍ, and certainly Adi ibn Hatim, the companion, may Allah be pleased with him, he said to the Messenger of Allah, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. And this is in reference to that ayah where Allah Ta'ala says that the people of the past had taken their priests and their monks as lords besides Allah. Adi ibn Hatim said, إِنَّهُمْ لَمْ يَعْبُدُوهُمْ, they did not worship them. And Adi ibn Hatim was referring to formal worship, like salat, something like that. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, فَقَالَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ بَلْ إِنَّهُمْ حَرَّمُوا عَلَيْهِمُ الْحَلَالَ, rather they did declare the halal things to be haram upon them. وَأَحَلُّوا لَهُمُ الْحَرَامَ, and they made the haram things halal for them. فَاتَّبَعُوهُمْ, and they followed them in that. فَتِلْكَ عِبَادَتُهُمْ إِيَّاهُمْ, and that was their worship of them, as is collected by Al-Imam al-Tirmidhi in his book of Sunnah, called Jami'u al-Tirmidhi. إِذَا فَهِمْتَ ذَلِكَ, so if you've understood that, فَاعْلَمْ أَنَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, then know that the one who does not judge by what Allah has sent down, وَأَرَادَ أَنْ يَكُونَ تَحَاكُمُ إِلَىٰ غَيْرِ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, and he wishes for verdicts to be returned to other than Allah and his messenger. He wishes for verdicts to be procured from other than Allah and his messenger. وَرَدَتْ فِيهِ آيَاتٌ بِنَفْيِ الْإِيمَانِ عَنْهُ, there have been verses sent down, Quranic verses that are read and that are collected and are memorized, that negate their iman in entirety, meaning they are not believers, they are not Muslims. وَآيَاتٌ بِكُفْرِهِ وَظُلْمِهِ وَفِسْقِهِ, and for those who don't rule by what Allah sent down, there are verses that rule upon such people with kufr, and the kufr, as you'll see, has two types, and ظُلْم وَظُلْمِهِ, and oppression, وَفِسْقِهِ, and disobedience. فَأَمَّا الْقِسْمُ الْأَوَّلُ, as for the first category, and he means those who, their iman, their faith is negated in its entirety, فَمِثْلُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى. Then this is like what is found in the statement of Allah the Most High. أَلَمْ تَرَ إِلَى الَّذِينَ يَزْعُمُونَ. Do you not see those who assume أَنَّهُمْ آمَنُوا بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْكَ. They assume that they have believed in what has been sent down of revelation to you, O Muhammad. وَمَا أُنزِلَ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ. And what has been sent down before you. يُرِيدُونَ أَن يَتَحَاكَمُوا إِلَى الطَّاغُوتِ. But they want to refer to taghuts for judgment. وَقَدْ أُمِرُوا أَن يَكْفُرُوا بِهِ. Whilst they have been ordered to denounce them. All taghuts, all things worshipped besides Allah. And all of the taghuts that have been described to you in the previous five categories. وَيُرِيدُ الشَّيْطَانُ أَن يُضِلَّهُمْ ضَلَالًا بَعِيدًا. And the shaytan, the devil, wishes to lead them astray with a far-off kind of misguidance. وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ تَعَالَوْا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ. And when it is said to them, come unto what Allah has sent down, وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ, and come to the messenger, رَأَيْتَ الْمُنَافِقِينَ يَسُدُّونَ عَنْكَ السُّدُودَ. You find the hypocrites make obstacles or block the way to you with a serious form of obstruction. فَكَيْفَ إِذَا أَصَابَتْهُمْ مُسِيبَةٌ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ. And then how is it once a calamity befalls them, that which is the result of what their hands have put forth? ثُمَّ جَاءُكَ يَحْلِفُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Then they come to you, O Muhammad, swearing by Allah, إِنْ أَرَدْنَا إِلَّا إِحْسَانًا وَتَوْفِيقًا. That they only intended being kind, and they only intended being given success in their affair. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ مَا فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. Such are people whom Allah knows exactly what is in their hearts. فَأَعْرِضْ عَنْهُمْ. So turn away from them. وَعِظْهُمْ. And admonish them. وَقُلْ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا. And say to them, regarding what is within their own selves, a statement that is expressive and far-reaching. Meaning, speak to them with a stirring admonition. وَمَا أَرْسَلْنَا مِنْ رَسُولٍ إِلَّا لِيُطَاعَ بِإِذْنِ اللَّهِ. And we have not sent any messenger, except that he is to be obeyed by the permission of Allah. وَلَوْ أَنَّهُمْ إِذْ ظَلَمُوا أَنفُسَهُمْ جَاءُوكَ. And had it only been that once they oppressed themselves, they just would come to you. فَاسْتَغْفَرُوا اللَّهَ. And they would seek the forgiveness of Allah. وَاسْتَغْفَرَ لَهُمُ الرَّسُولُ. And the messenger would seek forgiveness on their behalf. لَوَجَدُوا اللَّهَ تَوَّابًا رَحِيمًا. They would have found Allah, the one who always accepts repentance, the ever merciful. فَلَا وَرَبِّكَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. And no, I swear by your Lord, O Muhammad. Allah Ta'ala swears by himself. He says, I swear by your Lord. لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. The people do not believe. They do not believe. حَتَّى يُحَكِّمُوكَ فِيمَا شَجَرَ بَيْنَهُمْ. Until they make you the judge in all disputes that come between them. ثُمَّ لَا يَجِدُوا فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَرَجًا مِّمَّا قَضَيْتْ. And then they do not find within themselves any difficulty in the matters that you have resolved or that you have given a verdict in. وَيُسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. And then they submit in full compliance. And those are the 60th through 65th verses of Surah An-Nisa. فَوَصَفَ اللَّهُ تعالى هؤلاء المدعين للإيمان. So Allah the Most High has described such claimants to have iman, to have faith. وهم منافقون. Whilst they are in reality hypocrites. بصفات. With a number of attributes or descriptions. الأولى. The first of them. أنهم يريدون أن يكون تحاكموا إلى الطاغوت. That they wish that verdicts are referred to the taghut, those worshipped besides Allah, for judgment. وَهُوَ كُلُّ مَا خَالَفَ حُكْمَ اللَّهِ تَعَالَى وَرَسُولِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ. And that is everything that is in contradiction to the verdict of Allah and His Messenger. May Allah raise His rank and grant Him peace. لِأَنَّ مَا خَالَفَ حُكْمَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ. Because whatever opposes the verdict of Allah and His Messenger, فَهُوَ طُغْيَانٌ وَاعْتِدَاءٌ. And that is transgression and going beyond the limits, عَلَى حُكْمِ مَنْ لَهُ الْحُكْمُ, in opposition to the verdict of the one who rightfully owns the verdict. وَإِلَيْهِ يَرْجِعُ الْأَمْرُ كُلُّهُ, and the one to whom the affair goes back to entirely. وَهُوَ اللَّهُ, and He is Allah. قَالَ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, Allah the Most High has said, أَلَا لَهُ الْخَلْقُ وَالْأَمْرُ. Nay, to Him belongs the creation and the amr, the affair, or the order, the right to order and prohibit. تَبَارَكَ اللَّهُ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. Blessed be Allah, the Lord, Creator and Sustainer of all things. The 25th verse of Surah Al-A'raf. الثانية, the second attribute that Allah Ta'ala has given these people. أَنَّهُمْ إِذَا دُعُوا إِلَى مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ, that when they are invited unto what Allah has sent down for a verdict, وَإِلَى الرَّسُولِ, and to the Messenger, صَدُّوا وَأَعْرَضُوا, they create obstacles and they turn away. الثالثة, the third description Allah gives them, أَنَّهُمْ إِذَا أُصِيبُوا بِمُصِيبَةٍ بِمَا قَدَّمَتْ أَيْدِيهِمْ, if they are tried with a calamity from that which their hands have put forth, وَمِنْهَا أَنْ يُعْثَرَ عَلَى صَنِيعِهِمْ, and from those trials is that the reality of their actions are discovered, meaning their secrets are exposed. جَاءُوا يَحْلِفُونَ أَنَّهُمْ مَا أَرَادُوا إِلَّا الْإِحْسَانَ وَالتَّوْفِيقَ. They come swearing by Allah that they only intended being kind and facilitating good things or success. كَحَالِ مَنْ يَرْفَضُ الْيَوْمَ أَحْكَامَ الْإِسْلَامِ. And this resembles the situation of those today who refuse the rulings of Al-Islam. وَيَحْكُمُ بِالْقَوَانِينَ الْمُخَالِفَةَ لَهَا زَعْمًا مِنْهُ أَنَّ ذَلِكَ هُوَ الْإِحْسَانِ الْمُوَافِقُ لِأَحْوَالِ الْعَصْرِ. And they instead wish to rule by invented systems of governance that are in opposition to what Allah sent down, believing that that is the best way, the most proficient way, and that that is the way that is appropriate for the living conditions of the people of this era. ثم حذر سبحانه هؤلاء المدعين للإيمان المتصفين بتلك الصفات. Then Allah, the Glorified One, warns those people, those claimants to faith who have been described with these attributes, بأنه سبحانه يعلم ما في قلوبهم, that Allah, the Glorified One, He knows what is in their hearts. وَمَا يُكِنُّونَهُ مِنْ أُمُورٍ تُخَالِفُ مَا يَقُولُونَ, and all matters that they keep hidden of things that are in opposition to what they say. وَأَمَرَ نَبِيَّهُ أَنْ يَعِظَهُمْ, and He ordered His Prophet to admonish them. وَيَقُولَ لَهُمْ فِي أَنفُسِهِمْ قَوْلًا بَلِيغًا, and He ordered Him to give them an admonition directly to their souls. A very expressive admonition, or a very effective admonition. ثُمَّ بَيَّنَ أَنَّ الْحِكْمَةَ مِنْ إِرْسَالِ الرَّسُولِ, and then He clarified that the wisdom behind sending the messenger, أَنْ يَكُونَ هُوَ الْمُطَاعَ الْمَطْبُوعَ لَا غَيْرَهُ مِنَ النَّاسِ, that he, the messenger, should be the one who is obeyed, the one who is followed, and not other than him. Of the people. مهما قويت أفكارهم, no matter how strong their thoughts are. وتسعت مداركهم, and how far reaching or how inclusive their levels of understanding are. ثم أقسم تعالى بربوبيته لرسوله, and then Allah swore by His Lordship over His Messenger. التي هي أخص أنواع الربوبية, that kind of lordship which is the most specific kind of lordship. وَالَّتِي تَتَضَمَّنُ الْإِشَارَةَ إِلَى صِحَّةِ رِسَالَتِهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ, and that which includes as well a reference to the correctness of his message, the message of Muhammad, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, أَقْسَمَ بِهَا قَسَمًا مُؤَكَّدًا, Allah swore by that with a swearing that is emphasized, أَنَّهُ لَا يَصِحُّ الْإِيمَانُ إِلَّا بِثَلَاثَةِ أُمُورٍ, that faith is not valid except with three matters in place. الْأَوَّلُ, the first matter, أَنْ يَكُونَ تَحَاكُمُ فِي كُلِّ نِزَاعٍ إِلَى رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمُ, that the judgment is sought in every affair of differing from the Messenger of Allah. May Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. That's the first of the three affairs that are required. الثاني, the second affair, أَنْ تَنْشَرِحَ الصُّدُورُ بِحُكْمِهِ, that the chests are at ease with his verdict. وَلَا يَكُونَ فِي النُّفُوسِ حَرَجٌ وَضِيقٌ مِنْهُ, and that there is no difficulty or tightness of the chest as it relates to accepting his rulings. الثالث, and the third affair that must be in place, أن يحصل التسليم بقبول ما حكم به, that submission must be reached. Submission and compliance must be reached as it relates to the ruling that he has given, وتنفيذه, and the implementation of it, بدون توان أو انحراف, without any looking sideways or deviating from it. وأما القسم الثاني, as for the second category of those who have ruled by other than what Allah sent down, the first category being those who are outside of al-Islam, the second category is فَمِثْلُ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, like what is described in the statement of Allah, the Most High. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْكَافِرُونَ, and whoever does not rule by what Allah sent down, then such are the disbelievers, or let's say, such are the people of kufr, such are the kafirun, from Surah Al-Ma'idah, the 33rd verse. وَقَوْلِهِ, and like his statement, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الظَّالِمُونَ, and whoever does not rule by what Allah has sent down, then such people are the oppressive ones. The 45th verse of Al-Ma'idah, وَقَوْلِهِ, and also like his statement, وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَاسِقُونَ, and whoever does not rule by what Allah has sent down, then such are the people of fisq, such are the disobedient. That's the 47th verse of Al-Ma'idah. وَهَلْ هَذِهِ الْأَوْصَافُ الثَّلَاثَةُ تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَىٰ مَوْصُوفٍ وَاحِدٍ, here the question is posed, do all three of these descriptions, kufr, dhulm, and fisq, do they all apply to one described individual? بِمَعْنَى, with the meaning that أَنَّ كُلَّ مَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, that everyone who does not rule by what Allah has sent down, فَهُوَ كَافِرٌ ظَالِمٌ فَاسِقٌ, and he is a kafir, a person of kufr, a ظالم, a person of oppression, and a fasiq, a person of disobedience. لأن الله تعالى وصف الكافرين بالظلم والفسق, that's possible to understand because Allah, the Most High, has described the disbelievers as being oppressors and disobedient. فقال تعالى, so Allah, the Most High, has said, والكافرون هم الظالمون, the disbelievers, they are ظالمون, they are oppressive. That's from Surah Al-Baqarah, the 254th verse. وقال تعالى, and Allah the Most High has said, إِنَّهُمْ كَفَرُوا بِاللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ, verily they have disbelieved in Allah and His Messenger, وَمَاتُوا وَهُمْ فَاسِقُونَ, and they have died whilst they are فَاسِقُونَ, people of disobedience. That's the 84th verse of Surah Al-Tawbah. فَكُلُّ كَافِرٍ ظَالِمٌ فَاسِقٌ, so then based on these verses, every kafir is by default oppressive and disobedient. He's a zalim and he's a fasiq. Is it the case that all three descriptions apply equally to anyone who rules by other than what Allah sent down? And the case is one single case. Ruling by other than what Allah sent down makes you a kafir, zalim, fasiq. It's one case. Or is it multiple cases, he says? أو هذه الأوصاف تتنزل على موصوفين, or is it that these descriptions apply to different people who are described with them? بِحَسَبِ الْحَامِلِ لَهُمْ, على عدم الحكم بما أنزل الله, and that's based on what it is that drove them into ruling by other than what Allah sent down. هذا هو الأقرب عندي والله أعلم. This seems more plausible. This seems closer to the reality according to what I understand, and Allah knows best. فنقولوا, so we say, من لم يحكم بما أنزل الله استخفافا به. Whoever does not rule by what Allah sent down, in mockery of it, belittling it, أو احتقارا, or mocking it and thinking poorly of it, أو اعتقادا أن غيره أصلح منه, or believing that there are other systems of rule that are more appropriate, more correct than it, وأنفع للخلق, and more beneficial to the creation, أو مثله, or similar to it, فهو كافر كفرا مخرجا عن الملة. Then such a person is a disbeliever. He's a person of kufr with the kufr that expels him from the religion. ومن هؤلاء من يضعون للناس تشريعات تخالف التشريعات الإسلامية. And from this kind of people are those who invent systems of law that are in opposition to the Islamic systems of law. لتكون منهاجا يسير الناس عليه. In order for them to become the system that the people are governed by, that they proceed forth upon. فإنهم لم يضعوا تلك التشريعات المخالفة. They did not set up those opposing systems of governance, the شريعة الإسلامية, in opposition to Islamic verdicts. إلا وهم يعتقدون أنها أصلح وأنفع للخلق. Except that they had believed that they were more appropriate and more beneficial for the people. إذ من المعلوم بالضرورة العقلية, as is something that is known by absolute intellectual necessity, والجبلة الفطرية, and what is within the person as a فطرة, as an inner instinct or intuition, أن الإنسان لا يعدل عن منهاج إلى منهاج يخالفه. That a person does not leave one methodology for another methodology that is in opposition to it. إلا وهو يعتقد فضل ما عدل إليه ونقص ما عدل عنه. Except that he considers the thing that he has gone towards to be more virtuous, and the thing that he has left to be something which is deficient. ومن لم يحكم بما أنزل الله, and whoever doesn't rule by what Allah has sent down, وهو لم يستخف به, whoever does not rule by what Allah has sent down, but he has not belittled the ruling of Allah, ولم يحتقره, and he has not considered it to be silly or belittled it, ولم يعتقد أن غيره أصلح منه لنفسه أو نحو ذلك, and he has not considered that there are other systems of guidance that are more appropriate than it for himself, and other ways of ruling by other than what Allah has sent down. فهذا ظالم. Then such a person is oppressive. وليس بكافر, but not a disbeliever, but not someone whose Islam is cancelled. وتختلف مراتب ظلمه, and the level of his oppression is varying. بحسب المحكوم به ووسائل الحكم, as it relates to what he has given a verdict about, the level that it reaches, and the means that he used to make that ruling. وَمَنْ لَمْ يَحْكُمْ بِمَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهُ, and whoever has not ruled by what Allah sent down, لَسْتِخْفَافًا بِحُكْمِ اللَّهِ, not in mockery or in belittlement of what Allah has given as a verdict, وَلَاحْتِقَارًا, and not looking down upon it, وَلَاعْتِقَادًا أَنَّ غَيْرَهُ أَصْلَحُ, and not thinking other systems of governance to be better or more appropriate, وَأَنْفَعُ لِلْخَلْقِ أَوْ نَحْوَهُ أَوْ مِثْرُهُ, or more beneficial for the creation or the likes of that. وَإِنَّمَا حَكَمَ بِغَيْرِهِ مُحَابَاتًا لِلْمَحْكُومِ لَهُ, he only ruled by other than that in order to flatter or gain some benefit from the one he's given a verdict in favor of. أَوْ مُرَاعَاتًا لِرِشْوَةٍ أَوْ غَيْرِهَا, or trying to gain some bribery, some money from a bribe, or things like that. مِنْ عَرَضِ الدُّنْيَا, from the gains of this worldly life. فَهَذَا فَاسِقٌ, and this is a disobedient person. وَلَيْسَ بِكَافِرٌ, he's not a disbeliever. وتختلف مراتب فسقه بحسب المحكوم به ووسائله. And similarly, the level of his fisq, his disobedience, is varying. This type of person has various levels of disobedience based on what he has ruled in and how far that has reached. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية, the great scholar Ibn Taymiyyah, رحمه الله, may Allah have mercy on him, said, في من اتخذوا أحبارهم ورهبانهم أربابا من دون الله, speaking on the topic of those who took their priests and monks as lords besides Allah, أرباب من دون الله, أنهم على وجهين, that they are of two categories. أحدهما, the first of them, أن يعلموا أنهم بدلوا دين الله, those that know that such people are changing the religion of Allah. فيتبعونهم على التبديل, and so they follow them in their replacement of the Islamic legislation. ويعتقدون تحليل ما حرم, and they believe in the permissibility of things that were made haram. وتحريم ما أحل الله, and they believe in the forbiddance of matters that Allah had made halal. اتباعا لرؤسائهم, and they do that in following of their leaders. مع علمهم أنهم خالفوا دين الرسل, while they have knowledge that they have contradicted the religion of the messengers. فهذا كفر, and this kind of following leaders is disbelief. وقد جعله الله ورسوله شركا, Allah and His Messenger have spoken about this matter and classified it as shirk, as polytheism. الثاني, the second type of person that worships their priests and monks, أن يكون اعتقادهم وإيمانهم بتحليل الحرام وتحريم الحلال, that their belief and their faith includes making haram things halal and halal things haram. كذا العبارة المنقولة عنه, such is the expression that has been transmitted from him, meaning just as he said it. That's how Shaykh al-Islam made that statement. I believe the Shaykh meant that their belief and their conviction is that they have made things that Allah has made halal, they made them haram, and they do not believe in that. They believe what is halal by Allah is what is halal, but they follow their leaders in making that to be haram without believing in it. This is who Shaykh al-Islam seems to be talking about in this case. لَكِنَّهُمْ أَطَاعُوهُمْ فِي مَعْصِيَةِ اللَّهِ, however, they obey them in disobedience to Allah. كَمَا يَفْعَلُ الْمُسْلِمُ مَا يَفْعَلُهُ مِنَ الْمَعَاصِ, like how a Muslim does when he gets into whatever level of disobedience he gets into. الَّتِي يَعْتَقِدُ أَنَّهَا مَعَاصِ, but he knows when he does it with firm belief that this is disobedience. فَهَؤُلَاءِ لَهُمْ حُكْمُ أَمْثَالِهِمْ مِنْ أَهْلِ الذُّنُوبِ, and such people have a ruling that is specific to them and their likes. That is, they are people of sinful behavior, meaning not disbelievers. وَهُنَا فَرْقٌ بَيْنَ الْمَسَائِلِ, there is a distinction to be made here in issues like this. الَّتِي تُعْتَبَرُ تَشْرِيعًا عَامًا, regarding that which is considered to be a general all-encompassing creation of legislation or invention of legislation. وَالْمَسْأَلَةِ الْمُعَيَّنَةِ, and a specific individual ruling or issue. الَّتِي يَحْكُمُ فِيهَا الْقَاضِي بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنْزَلَ اللَّهِ, that which a judge delivers a verdict in a single isolated case based on other than what Allah sent down. لِأَنَّ الْمَسَائِلَ الَّتِي تُعْتَبَرُ تَشْرِيعًا عَامًا لَا يَتَأَتَّى فِيهَا التَّقْسِيمُ السَّابِقُ, that's because the issues that are considered to be absolute, all-inclusive inventions of legislations, they are not broken down with the taqseem, with the categorization that has preceded. وَإِنَّمَا هِيَ مِنَ الْقِسْمِ الْأَوَّلِ فَقَدْ, they are only from the first category only. That means those who are disbelievers, those who invent entire systems of law to replace the laws of Islam. لِأَنَّ هَذَا الْمُشَرِّعَ تَشْرِيعًا يُخَالِفُ الْإِسْلَامِ, because this one who invents a legislation or brings about a legislation that is in opposition to Islam, إِنَّمَا شَرَّعَهُ لِاعْتِقَادِهِ أَنَّهُ أَصْلَحُ مِنَ الْإِسْلَامِ, he has only brought it about because of his conviction that it is more appropriate than Islam. وَأَنْفَعُ لِلْعِبَادِ and more beneficial for the servants. كَمَا سَبَقَتْ الْإِشَارَةُ إِلَيْهِ as an indication to that matter, that discussion has proceeded. Meaning there are conditions surrounding one judging by other than what Allah sent down. Certain conditions show that this person here believes in a system of law better than or equal to the rulings of Islam. And such a person is a disbeliever. And there are situational factors that indicate that he does not believe that, but he is following his desires in a limited scope. And such a person is disobedient, but not to be considered a disbeliever. That's a summary of the intention here. And Allah Ta'ala knows best. وَهَذِهِ الْمَسْأَلَةِ And this issue, أَعْنِي مَسْأَلَةَ الْحُكْمِ بِغَيْرِ مَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهِ And I mean here the issue of judging by other than what Allah sent down. مِنَ الْمَسَائِلِ الْكُبَرَى It's from the major issues, very serious issues. أَلَّتِ ابْتُلِيَ بِهَا حُكَّامُ هَذَا الزَّمَانِ Those that the rulers of this era have been tried with. فَعَلَى الْمَرْءِ أَن لَا يَتَسَرَّعَ فِي الْحُكْمِ عَلَيْهِمْ So upon a person is not to rush forth in issuing judgments upon them. بِمَا لَا يَسْتَحِقُونَهُ With what they do not deserve to have applied to them. حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْحَقُّ Until the truth is made clear to him. لِأَنَّ الْمَسْأَلَةَ خَطِيرَةٌ Because this issue is very serious and very dangerous. نسأل الله تعالى أن يصلح للمسلمين ولاة أمورهم وبطانتهم We ask Allah the Most High that He bring about rectification for the Muslims in their leaders and in those who counsel our leaders. كما أن على المرء الذي آتاه الله العلم Just as it is also a duty upon a person who has been given knowledge أن يبينه لهؤلاء الحكام That he clarify it to those rulers, meaning those who have access to the rulers and those who have knowledge of Islam. لِتَقُومَ الْحُجَّةُ عَلَيْهِمْ In order to establish the proofs upon them. وَتَتَبَيَّنَ الْمَحَجَّةُ فَيَهْلِكَ مَنْ هَلَكَ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً And so that the pathway becomes clear, so that the one who's going to be destroyed is destroyed upon clarity. وَيَحْيَى مَنْ حَيَّ عَنْ بَيِّنَةً And the one who's going to live on, meaning be saved from destruction, he lives on upon clarity. وَلَا يَحْقِرَنَّ نَفْسَهُ عَنْ بَيَانِهِ The person should not look down upon himself and not clarify. وَلَا يُهَابَنَّ أَحَدًا فِيهِ And he should not flatter anyone or be afraid of anyone's status in that matter. فَإِنَّ الْعِزَّةَ لِلَّهِ وَلِرَسُولِهِ وَلِلْمُؤْمِنِينَ That's because all of the honor belongs to Allah, His Messenger, and to the believers. Then the author, Shaykh al-Islam, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, he says, وَالدَّلِيلُ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى And the evidence for that, the evidence for disbelief, the obligation of disbelieving in the Taghut, is قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى The statement of Allah, the Most High, لَا إِكْرَاهَ فِي الدِّينِ There is no coercion in the religion. قَدْ تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ Clear guidance has been made clear and plain from misguidance. فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ So whoever rejects, denounces and disbelieves in the Taghut, and he believes in Allah, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى Then he has taken hold of the most trustworthy handhold. وَهَذَا مَعْنَى لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And this is the meaning of لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ And in commentary, Shaykh Ibn Thaymeen, he said, أَيْ عَلَى وُجُوبِ الْحُكْمِ بِمَا أَنزَلَ اللَّهُ وَالْكُفْرِ بِالطَّاغُوتِ And the evidence for this, meaning the evidence of ruling by what Allah sent down and rejecting the taghut. La ikraha fi din. There is no coercion in the religion, meaning li dhuhuri adillatihi, due to how clear its evidences are. Wa bayaniha, and how they have been made abundantly obvious. Wa wuduhiha, and clear. Wa lihada qala ba'dahu. And this is why Allah said after that, qad tabayyana ar-rushdu min al-ghayb. Guidance has been made clear from misguidance. فَإِذَا تَبَيَّنَ الرُّشْدُ مِنَ الْغَيِّ So if guidance has been made clear from misguidance, فَإِنَّ كُلَّ نَفْسٍ سَلِيمَةٍ لَابُدَّ أَن تَخْتَارَ الرُّشْدَ عَلَى الْغَيِّ Then every pure soul, every untainted soul would choose for himself guidance over misguidance. And then as it relates to this statement, فَمَنْ يَكْفُرْ بِالطَّاغُوتِ وَيُؤْمِنْ بِاللَّهِ So whoever rejects the Taghut and believes in Allah, بدأ الله عز وجل بالكفر بالطاغوت. Allah the Mighty and Majestic began with the rejection of طاغوت, the denouncement and disbelief in طاغوت, قبل الإيمان بالله, before belief in Allah. لأن من كمال الشيء إزالة الموانع. And that is because for the perfection of a thing to be reached, all obstacles must be removed first. قبل وجود الثوابت, before anything can be constructed that will establish that thing. ولهذا يقال تخلية قبل تحلية. That's why it said, cleaning up is done before building. And as other scholars have expressed the nature of our da'wah, تصفية وتربية, purifying first, meaning rejecting innovations and rejecting superstitions and all of the affairs that violate tawheed and ittiba, true tawheed and following the sunnah, getting rid of those matters and then building with education. And then regarding the statement of Allah Ta'ala, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ بِالْعُرْوَةِ الْوُثْقَى, whoever has done those two matters, rejected the taghut and believed in Allah, then he has grabbed hold of, he has taken hold of the most trustworthy handhold. أَيْتَمَسَّكَ بِهَا تَمَسُّكًا تَامًا, he has taken hold completely and firmly. وَالْعُرْوَةُ الْوُثْقَى, the most firm handhold, هِيَ الْإِسْلَامُ, that is the religion of Islam. وَتَأَمَّلْ, and contemplate this. كَيْفَ قَالَ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, look how Allah the Mighty and Majestic said, فَقَدْ اسْتَمْسَكَ, he has indeed taken hold of. وَلَمْ يَقُلْ تَمَسَّكَ, and he did not say another word in Arabic which is similar, but for our sake we'll just say less letters, because more letters added onto the root indicates a richer meaning. He didn't say تَمَسَّكَ, he said اسْتَمْسَكَ with more letters. لِأَنَّ الْاِسْتِمْسَاكَ أَقْوَى مِنَ التَّمَسُّكِ, that is because in the Arabic language, istimsak from the verb istamsaka is stronger than tamassuk, which is from the word tamassaka. فَإِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ قَدْ يَتَمَسَّكُ, there could be a person who makes this tamassuk, he holds on, وَلَا يَسْتَمْسِكُ, however, that doesn't guarantee for him the total latching onto that thing. And then the author said, وَفِي الْحَدِيثِ رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ, and in the hadith, that is, the hadith is in Ahmad, Tirmidhi, and Ibn Majah, رَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الْإِسْلَامِ, the head of the affair is Islam, وَعَمُودُهُ الصَّلَاةُ, and its main pillar is Salah, وَذِرْوَةُ سَنَامِهِ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and the peak of the matter is jihad, military preparation and engagement in the way of Allah, meaning official military enlistment in the official legitimate army of a Muslim country. And in commentary of this statement, the Shaykh said, أَرَادَ الْمُؤَلِّفُ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى, here the author, may Allah have mercy on him, intended الْإِسْتِدْلَالَ بِهَذَا الْحَدِيثِ, using this hadith as a proof, عَلَىٰ أَنَّ لِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ رَأْسًا, that each and everything has a head, has a main part. فَرَأْسُ الْأَمْرِ الَّذِي جَاءَ بِهِ مُحَمَّدٌ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ الْإِسْلَامِ, so the head of the affair that the Prophet Muhammad came with, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace, is Islam. And then its main pillar is Salat, لِأَنَّهُ لَا يَقُومُ إِلَّا بِهَا, because Islam is not established except with the establishment of the Salat. وَلِهَذَا كَانَ الْقَوْلُ الرَّاجِحُ كُفْرَ تَارِكِ الصَّلَاتِ, and thus the more preferred and correct position regarding the one who leaves off the salat is that he is a disbeliever. وَأَنَّهُ لَيْسَ لَهُ الْإِسْلَامِ, and he has no share of Islam, or his Islam is not valid. And then regarding jihad, the Shaykh says, أَيْ أَعْلَاهُ وَأَكْمَلُهُ الْجِهَادُ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and the highest and most complete part of al-Islam is the military system in the way of Allah. وَذَلِكَ لِأَنَّ الْإِنسَانَ إِذَا أَصْلَحَ نَفْسَهُ, and that's because when a person rectifies his own self, حَاوَلَ إِصْلَاحَ غَيْرِهِ, then he would attempt to rectify what is with others. بِالْجِهَادِ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, and that is through his military enlistment in the way of Allah. لِيَقُومَ الْإِسْلَامُ وَلِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا, and that is in order for Islam to be established and the word of Allah to be uppermost. فَمَنْ قَاتَلَ لِتَكُونَ كَلِمَةُ اللَّهِ هِيَ الْعُلْيَا, so whoever engaged in the Muslim military, the official military of a legitimate and recognized Muslim leader, And he did that to make the word of Allah uppermost. فَهُوَ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ And that is the one whose participation counts as being officially in the way of Allah. وَصَارَ ذِرْوَةَ السَّنَانِ And that becomes the peak of the matter for him. لِأَنَّ بِهِ عُلُوُّ الْإِسْلَامِ عَلَى غَيْرِهِ Because in that is Islam being uppermost and having a high rank above all other things. The author then ends his book. And we end our study reading this last line. It is that the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, stated, Wallahu a'lam, and Allah knows best. Wa sallallahu ala Muhammadin wa alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam. And may Allah raise the rank of Muhammad, his family and companions, and grant them all peace. Shaykh Muhammad bin Saleh al-Uthaymeen concludes his explanation of this tremendous book, saying, خَتَمَ شَيْخُ الْإِسْلَامِ مُحَمَّدُ بْنُ عَبْدِ الْوَهَّابِ رَحِيمَهُ اللَّهُ تَعَالَى رِسَالَتَهُ The great scholar of Islam, Muhammad ibn Abd al-Wahhab, may Allah the Most High have mercy on him, completed this book of his, بِرَدِّ الْعِلْمِ إِلَى اللَّهِ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ He completed this book of his by returning the matters of knowledge back to Allah the Mighty and Majestic. وَصَلَاتِ وَالسَّلَامِ عَلَى نَبِيِّهِ مُحَمَّدٍ And by sending salat and salam upon his prophet Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, may Allah raise his rank and grant him peace. وَبِهَذَا And with this, انتهت الأصول الثلاثة And with this, the book called The Three Principles ends. وَمَا يَتَعَلَّقُ بِهَا And all matters that are connected to that, meaning of my explanation. فَنَسْأَلُ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى And so we ask Allah the Most High, أَنْ يُثِيبَ مُؤَلِّفَهَا أَحْسَنَ ثَوَابٍ That he reward its author with the best of rewards. وَأَنْ يَجَعَلَ لَنَا نَصِيبًا مِنْ أَجْرِهَا وَثَوَابِهَا And that he make for us a portion of the reward of this book and its good recompense. وَأَنْ يَجْمَعَنَا وَإِيَّاهُ فِي دَارِ كَرَامَتِهِ And that he gather us and him, the author, in the abode of his generosity, meaning in the hereafter. Allahumma ameen. إِنَّهُ جَوَّادٌ كَرِيمٌ Verily Allah is the possessor of great amounts of good and the generous one. وَالْحَمْدُلِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ And all praise is due to Allah, the Lord, creator and sustainer of all things. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ وَسَلَّمَ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا مُحَمَّدٍ And may Allah raise the rank of and grant peace to our Prophet Muhammad.